My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Gator, I'm going to flip the coin, call heads or tails.
Heads.
Heads. He calls heads. It is a head. Would you like to receive or defer?
I will defer.
Defer. All right. Here we go.
Re-defer? Is that what you said? You know what Gator did there, Doug?
What?
He sent out the unit and then called them back.
Right.
He said, hey, wait a second.
Confused.
It's like the Ravens last night with the sending the field goal unit.
Exactly.
It's a Lions edition of the Blitz thingy on the brink of the season. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. The Detroit Lions have added some new pieces on the defensive line, guys. Who are you more excited about, DJ Reader, Levi Onwuzurike, or Marcus Davenport?
It's Levi, and he's obviously not a new piece, but he's kind of a new piece. And it's
he's a new piece.
It's a wild development in this offseason. You talk about unexpected. If he is as good as the hype, it will be an unexpected boost to a position group that needs it, and they went out and addressed it with a veteran. But if I had asked you at the end of last season, will Levi Onwuzurike have any impact on the 2024 season? Nobody would have said yes. Nobody would have believed that. And yet here we are, them protecting him in the preseason. I was so excited for the first preseason game to see if the hype was real and he didn't play. And I'm like, oh, he must not be healthy. Then we find out, no, he's proven himself. And they're saving him for the season. He was a dancing bear at Washington. I was always a fan of the draft pick. And look, this isn't about being right. It's just about what an unexpected, wonderful potential development for the Lions.
Well, there were a lot of bloggers out there in the offseason that said he was going to be a cut in training camp or even beforehand, that he wasn't going to make this team. And then, obviously, the opposite has happened with the hype machine about there from the head coach. But I'm going to go with Marcus Davenport. And I say this because it's more personal with me. I looked at Marcus Davenport years ago when he was at the combine, this defensive end out of Texas San Antonio, and he kind of jumped off the TV for me. Like, he really stood out in the combine, and I remember that name. I'm like, that's a guy I'd like the Lions to draft at some point, and it didn't happen. And then they were able to get him in free agency, and he hasn't had the NFL career that I envisioned, but he's been hurt. I think if healthy, Marcus Davenport would be really good, and he's in a really good situation here with the Lions because of Aiden Hutchinson on the other side. It's not dissimilar from what he had with Minnesota last year with Danielle Hunter, but I think if he can stay healthy, Davenport has that opportunity for production, and it's massive with an opportunity outside of Hutch.
Yeah, I did phrase the question, Doug. What new piece? Because to me, Levi Onwuzurike is a new piece. I know technically his name has been on the roster the last couple of years, but we've never seen him out there consistently enough and with the production we expected when the Lions took him. So for me, Levi, I'm the most excited to see what he is. Boom or bust, to see him out there consistently getting a shot to prove himself is a big, you know, for me, at least I'll know at the end of the day. And as far as the coaching staff and his teammates are concerned, they think this is a boom. This is not a bust. In fact, they think they've got something really good here, a rotation with Reader and Aleem McNeil in between, you know, on the tackles right there. It looks like this could be much improved, even from the last year where they had a top run defense. All right, guys, which second-year player makes the biggest jump this season? Brian Branch, Jack Campbell, Jahmyr Gibbs, or Sam Laporta?
You know, I swear to God, I started writing down some thoughts, and I went to three names right away, and I had to keep changing, go to the next one. The only name I didn't put down there was Laporta because I don't expect a big jump for him. The other three guys you can make cases for, stronger cases, I think. I'm going to go with Brian Branch, though. The secondary is going to look a lot better this year, and he's going to be a stabilizing force covering all types of ground. He can play anywhere in that secondary, and we know he's a playmaker. Another one of these guys that, please God, stay healthy, because I think he's an all-pro in the making. I just love Brian Branch, and I can't wait to see what he does this year.
Jack Campbell's going to wreck stuff this year. He is going to wreck stuff. This offseason he's had, you know, he eats, drinks, sleeps football. Jack Campbell takes that big step forward this year.
You know, Gator, if I was going to make a Red Solo Cup guarantee,
Doug was going to say Jack Campbell.
I was going to pick Jack Campbell. Yeah. For me, it's between Jack Campbell and Jahmyr Gibbs. In the end, I'm going to go with, you have room for me, Doug? I'm going to go with Jack Campbell. Because Jahmyr Gibbs, although he's got a really high ceiling, and you guys know I expect a lot from him this year, but there are a lot of mouths to feed on the offensive side of the ball. So he might not reach all those lofty goals that I think he can reach. Just because J-Mo and everybody else is going to get the ball as well. As far as Jack Campbell's concerned, my man's going to be out there pretty much every time, you know, the defense is out there, and he's going to be able to wreck stuff, like Doug says. I think one extra, you know, that year last year of learning for Jack Campbell will be huge. The NFL game is a lot different. He gets his body, his mind right a year into it. Anzalone there next to him, teaching him, leading the way. And Jack Campbell has a really big leap from year one to year two. All right. What is your biggest concern heading into the season opener?
I still worry about the secondary, and it's not because I don't have faith. It's just we haven't seen them. It's like we have the least amount of data to make a decision on how much improved that they are. I mean, Carlton Davis looks like he's going to be solid, but you can find examples of him struggling last year, including against the Lions. Amik Robertson, again, feels like one of those underrated signings. He's like the veteran Ennis Rakestraw. You know, he's a veteran that shouldn't be discounted, could help this team. Rookies struggle, and the wide receivers they face, I mean, maybe everybody's schedule looks like this, but it just feels like they are facing the best in the league. And so I think they'll be improved, but we have the least amount to go on with this group.
Well, for me, it's always a health concern. I'm going to be specific about it. It's with the offensive line. Everything that the Lions do offensively starts with those guys up front, and maybe more specifically with Frank Ragnow. We know it's going to be tough sledding for Frank throughout his career because he's always dealing with the foot injury, and it's not going to change. He's not going to practice much. He's going to show up on Sundays, and he's going to be a stud because that's what Frank Ragnow is. But I do get concerned about his health, and he's not alone. There are other guys in that offensive line have been banged up in their careers and banged up in this offseason. So that, to me, is the biggest concern because there's a big drop-off when they go from the starters to the second-team guys. Some of these guys can step in and do an admirable job, but you can start to get concerned if those injuries mount up, and they may. I'm a little worried about that.
Mine is the opposite defensive end of Hutchinson. Marcus Davenport, he's had, you know, some good years when he's healthy, but he hasn't been healthy the last couple of years. James Houston, one amazing back half of the season. And since then, I mean, a lot of people thought he might have been playing for a job this year in the preseason. Pascal hasn't really lived up to his expectations of a second-round pick. It's just consistent pressure from the other side opposite Hutchinson. That's my biggest concern. Is someone going to step up, or is this going to be kind of like, hey, it's all coming from one side, and they're going to have to blitz from the other side or whatever? But that seemed to be a theme last year. I hope that doesn't carry over for this year. All right. It's going to be, there's going to be some, is there, I'm sorry, let me start over. 3, 2, 1. Is there going to be some love for Matthew Stafford come Sunday night?
There will be some love for Matthew Stafford, but the boo birds are going to be louder. I'm just telling you, this crowd does not care for Matthew Stafford anymore. There are some that will, and they'll be polite and cheer him on. Yay, Matt, way to go. But I think you're going to hear like 75% of that crowd just boo the hell out of him and his kids in absentia.
By the way, that's going to be exactly what they say. Yay, Matt, way to go. I think I like that cheer. No, they're going to boo him. And that's just what the people do. If they do a tribute video, I mean, I would give it the
golf
and
clap.
That's it. Yeah, I'm not. The story's over for me. He's been back here. He was good for this team. Not great. He never got us to the promised land or even close. And he was great in the community. And I appreciate his time here. Thank you for your service. But that story's over for me.
Yeah, so the question is there going to be some love for Stafford? If they do show a tribute video, there's going to be love for Stafford. They're not going to boo during the video, however long that is. It's a 15 seconds, 60 seconds. During that time, the crowd will not boo him. Before and after that, all bets are off. They're going to go to town on Stafford.
If they wanted to ensure that there were cheers instead of boos, then the only highlight you show is that game against the Browns when he gets drilled.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Toughs it
they're
out.
They're going to show
comes
a bunch
back
of
in the
stuff.
Game. I'm just saying, if you wanted to safeguard against it, that's all you do.
All right, should Dan Campbell still be Dan Gamble on fourth downs, you know, with fake punts and all that stuff, especially with a more improved defense and a better kicker, allegedly?
Yes, he should. I think you stay true to what you are. I think that's one of the reasons why the culture is what it is. I know everybody doesn't love it. He takes some risks that people deem unnecessary, but I think this team believes in him, and it's one of the things that's turned this thing around is Dan Campbell's demeanor, the way he coaches. I think the players have completely bought in. I think it shows faith in everybody but your kicker, really, your offense and your defense. But, you know, you don't cater to the kicker. So, I think he should keep doing what he did a year ago.
Yeah, I agree. You don't change who you are. You be you. However, he's still going to be considered Dan Gamble no matter what decision he makes. If he's on the other team's 45-yard line and it's 4th and 4, does he go for it? And that's a gamble. Or does he try to kick a 62-yard field goal? Because that's a gamble. Either way, he's still Dan Gamble. And I love it.
I think Dan Campbell, whatever you want to call him, stays exactly the same. That's part of that gives the Lions the edge of they've had the last year or two, is that teams are on edge themselves because they don't know what Dan's going to call and do. Even if he allegedly lines up for a punt, you don't know if it's going to be a fake punt.
Nope.
If you allegedly line up to go for it on fourth down, I mean, everyone does this, but the hard count's always in play, right? You got to stay true to who you are. The players believe in you. This is how you've gotten there. Stay with that same mentality.
You know they've had 10 fake punts under Dan Campbell?
Wow.
10.
Is that a lot compared to others?
Yes. It's the most in the NFL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, last one, guys. What's the most underrated move of the Lions offseason?
I think it's signing Isaiah Williams as an undrafted free agent. He made the 53, and yet we're still waiting for another wide receiver. This guy is totally under the radar. He's going to suit up on Sundays, and he's going to play a role, and he's going to contribute. And I think he can contribute in a way that Josh Reynolds did, where, hey, I just need somebody. Where is he open? Oh, my God, this guy's open all the time, and he's reliable. He's going to catch the ball, and we're going to be happy that Isaiah Williams is on this team and that they got him as an undrafted free agent in the offseason.
I think the Lions signed a player that's one of the best in his position, and nobody's talking about it at all. It was signed into a position of strength. Everybody loves the offensive line. Kevin Zeitler. The CBS Sports ranked the top interior offensive lineman going into this season. He ranks as the fifth best guard, way ahead of Jonah Jackson. And we loved Jonah Jackson here, and the line was great. And they improved at that position. Do we ever talk about Kevin Zeitler? Does anybody ever call with excitement about Kevin Zeitler? They don't, and we should. I think it is the most underrated signing of this offseason. A strength got stronger with that signing.
That's a good call, Doug. If you watched the Ravens game last night, the interior line for that offensive line, not looking good. And I get it. Chris Jones, all pro. That guy's unbelievable. But they looked lost out there many times, and Lamar was running for his life a lot. I'm going to go with this, the most recently signed to the practice squad, Tim Patrick, wide receiver. Here's the reason why. I like Isaiah Williams a lot too, Gator. He's not Josh Reynolds. As far as size and that big-bodied receiver to make contested catches, if you look at Tim Patrick compared to the other size of the receivers on this team, it's night and day. He's the biggest receiver, almost, I want to say, by far. He's 6'4", 210 pounds. The next closest guy in height is J-Mo, and that guy's wiry at best, right? Tim Patrick brings something to this wide receiving room that no one else does. It's a big-bodied receiver. I think we see him suit up more sooner rather than later, and he's going to play a role on this team.
And there you go. That concludes a Detroit Lions edition of the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy. Much to do here on Carson Anderson, including your phone calls, your season predictions. Yep, it's that show. Get them in. Give us the Lions record for the 17-game regular season and the reason why you believe it will be what it is. We archive them and revisit it after the season. Here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.